This is the Warrior Mind Podcast, and I'm your host, Greg Swanson. Podcasting from beautiful Bend, Oregon, the Warrior Mind Podcast is a personal empowerment series that provides you the information required to develop a mindset of a warrior, maximize your human potential, and achieve peak performance. The Warrior Mind Podcast is produced every week for your enjoyment, and show notes and links can be found at www.warriormindcoach.com/blog. Please come back often and feel free to add the podcast to your favorite RSS feed or iTunes. If this is your first time listening, thanks for coming. If you're returning, thank you for your continued support. The Warrior Mind Podcast is brought to you by Qualia. Qualia is advanced mental nutrition to immediately enhance your focus, your energy, and your mood while supporting long-term brain health. Become remarkable. So to pick up some Qualia or find out more about it, go to warriormindcoach.com/neurohacker with a capital N. And then at checkout, use WMC code WMC for Warrior Mind Coach and receive a 15% discount. This stuff is absolutely amazing. Well, this is episode 355, and today we're going to be talking about 10 habits of successful and happy people. You know, success leaves clues, and when we can start to look at these clues, we can emulate the behaviors that produce these clues. In NLP, it's called modeling. But the thing is, if you don't know what to model, you don't know what to model. Kind of makes sense. So what I'm going to do in this podcast is go over the 10 things after talking to clients, after reading, after studying material, after doing tons of research, I've come up with 10 behaviors or 10 tips that successful and happy people. So it's just not successful, but these people are also happy in which they do. And we're going to go over those now. And if you'd like to see the list, you can go to where this podcast is hosted on Warrior Mind Coach blog, warriormindcoach.com/blog. But the first one is they have a morning routine, meaning it's just not wake up, brush your teeth, have breakfast, but there is a routine. They have a schedule. They sit down. They plan their day out. They know what they want to get accomplished. They have a routine. If you get up and don't have a plan on what you want to get accomplished for the day, you're going to be torn in all sorts of directions. You're going to be at the mercy of, if you're going into work, your boss, your coworkers. If you are the boss, your coworkers or your clients or your customers. So having a morning routine. Number one, with a routine, it helps you put off decision making till later on in the day. In the book Willpower, it talks about we just have so much willpower in the day. And the more decisions we make, regardless of how big or small they are, the more it drains our willpower. So this is why individuals like Mark Zuckerberg wears the same type of shirts all the time. And you'll see a lot of successful people have a routine where they just do the same thing so they don't have to, I don't want to say don't have to think, but don't have to make decisions until later on the day when things are important. So a morning routine not only sets the mood and the temperament for the day, but it also eliminates decision making so that you'll have willpower for later on in the day. Number two, successful happy people get up earlier. What time do you get up now? Now, if you get up at 4:35, you may not want to get up earlier. You just maybe want to refine your routine. But if you're getting up at 6:37, getting up earlier, just think about that. Getting that one extra hour of time for yourself. And we're going to go through some of the things that you can do with that time. But getting that one extra hour for yourself to meditate, to work out, to put your routine together, to write your goals down, to do something, to get up early in the morning is just a wonderful, wonderful feeling. Most successful, happy people actually get more stuff done in the first couple of hours in the morning than most people get during the whole day. So get up early. And, you know, if you're used to sleeping in, what I did for a how I got used to getting up early is I would get up, I had vacation time, so I would get up early on my vacation. Yep, that's right. And then when I got tired, I'd take a nap. And then I would do it again and again until I didn't need to take that nap anymore. I would just get up early. So instead of just saying, hey, I'm going to get up 5 days a week at 4 o'clock in the morning, you may want to try it on Monday and Wednesday this week. Then Monday, Wednesday, Friday next week. And slowly add into it. We tend to want to We over-exaggerate things in the short term and under-exaggerate things in the long term. So what we want to do is find this rhythm of introducing these new habits into our life. So number two is getting up early. Number three is exercise regularly. Now, this is huge. Exercise can help with mood, with temperament, body weight, energy. It is so important. So whether you exercise in the morning when you get up early, do that 1 hour when you get up 1 hour earlier, you may exercise then, or you may exercise in the afternoon. But regularly means, to me, at least four times a week. Three times, you know, you want to, we have 7 days in a week. You want to be over the 50-50, right? So 3 days would be good for a 6 day week. 4 days is really good. So I recommend 4 days. Again, it could be Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday. It could be Tuesday, Wednesday, and Saturday, Sunday. Whatever it is, but get some regular exercise. You're going to see how it helps you think better. It helps your cognition. It helps your mood. It helps your attitude. It helps your energy. Everything. I mean, it just is a great, great benefit. And if you don't exercise, start. And you can make up 1,000 reasons why you can't or don't want to exercise, but they're just excuses that satisfy yourself. There's so much research, there's so much data on the importance of exercise that you can't even hold a candle to the research that's out there. So just go ahead, suck it up, start to exercise, and then you're going to enjoy it, and then you're going to feel really great about it. Number four, successful, happy people meditate. And again, you can get up early, right? When number two is get up early, you can get up early and meditate. That's a wonderful way to start the day. You get up early, maybe you have your cup of coffee, everything's quiet, you sit down, you close your eyes, you put on some guided meditation audios, either that or some guided meditation YouTubes, but you still close your eyes, and then perhaps you move into a non-guided, just listen to music, and then perhaps you just move into sitting in stillness. Meditation, again, there's so much documentation on the benefits of meditation. It's a way for you to get in touch with your soul, with your true essence, with your inner voice, with your sixth sense, with the infinite intelligence, whatever you want to call that, but it's a way. And again, with meditation, most people, again, they over-exaggerate in the short term and under-exaggerate in the long term. So instead of thinking, oh, I got to go for 30 minutes, 15 minutes, start 5 minutes. 5 minutes Monday, 7 minutes Wednesday, 8 minutes Friday. Then the next Monday, do 10 minutes. Slowly increase it. You can put a timer on. There's timers on your cell phones. Just turn the ringer down so the phone doesn't go off or you don't get any email notices. But when the timer does go off, it will make a noise. So do these things gradually, slowly. You have the rest of your life. You don't have to incorporate all of these at an hour at a time or everything in one day. Think about how you want to include these gently into your routines or into your time right now. Number five, alone time. Happy, successful people spend alone time. That could be going in the woods. That could be meditating. But alone time is more than just meditating. It's just time by yourself for reflection. Now, I like to walk around in the forest, in the nature, right? Nature nurtures. And so I will walk around and I'll reflect on maybe the day, maybe the week coming up, maybe some challenges I'm having in my personal life. But that alone time is so important. We tend to verbalize everything to our friends and family and even coaches, but we don't give ourselves time to come up with our own answers. And the alone time is critical. That we are so inundated with noise these days, whether it's electronic noise, Facebook noise, Twitter noise, cell phone noise, car noise, whatever. We have all this noise around us, but we don't have time to just be alone with ourselves. So number five is taking time for themselves. Number six, successful and happy people eat correctly. Now, this is a big one. Eating and exercise go hand in glove, and meditating, actually all these do, but they eating correctly. Now, there are different methods of eating correctly. There's the, it fits your macro, there's fasting, there's intermittent fasting, there's different ways. Find something that works for you. But what we basically want to talk about eating right is stay away from processed food, stay away from fast food, stay away from junk food, stay away from sugars. When you can eliminate those things, it's not that important if you eat every 3 hours, 4 hours, or one meal a day. Just get rid of the crap in your diet. That is the chips, the soda, the ice cream, all that kind of stuff. Save it for one meal, maybe a Saturday night cheat meal, but start to eat right. The eating right will help with your cognition as well, and it will also help with your exercise. It will help with anything. Eating right. So what I think I would like, well, not what I think, what I want to challenge you with is if you're writing down these 10 things on a scale of 1 to 10, how would you rate yourself on all of these? And then ask yourself, what would it take to move up 2 points? So if you're at an 8 eating right, what would it take to move up to a 10? If you're at a 10, then maybe how could you help other people? So if you score a 10 on any of these things, then the question is, how can you help take the knowledge on that area and help other people? So number 7 is plan ahead. Now this gets into a morning routine, right, to help minimize decision making until later on the day. Well, planning ahead for the day, for the week. What do you want to get accomplished? When you can plan ahead, these are, you know, your short-term daily goals, but also your weekly and monthly goals. It is important. You know where you're going. When you plan ahead, it's like taking a vacation. You plan ahead so you know where you're going to be. In your life, you're planning ahead so you know where you're going to be. So at the end of the week, where do you want to be? At the end of the month, where do you want to be? Start planning ahead. And that may mean that you have to take time on Sunday and write down your goals for that week. But then you roll them up to the goals that you want to get accomplished for that month. But it's plan ahead. The number 8 is they prioritize. Successful, happy people prioritize. They ask themselves on that list when they plan ahead, what's the one thing that would have the biggest impact on my business, on my life, whatever area it is? What's the one thing that would have the biggest impact? That's priority number 1. What's the next thing that would have the next biggest impact and the next biggest impact? And they start looking at what has the impact on their life as opposed to what they think is important. Because often what we think is important may have a small impact on our life, but we want to have an impact on our life and our business. And one of these things will have the biggest impact on my life will then help us set the priority. Number 9, be grateful for what you have. Grateful is appreciating what you have. You can still want more. You can still have a desire for a different car, for a different home, for a different physique. But if we're not grateful for what we have right now, we're not sending out the energy of appreciation and gratitude towards that. Gratitude is accepting what we have and going, it's serving me. At some level, everything that you have serves you. Otherwise, you wouldn't have it in your life. So what we need to do is just start being gratitude. And that energy of gratitude will allow us to see other opportunities, other things to help appreciate, go up in value, right? To appreciate in our life. So gratitude. And this would be either, I would recommend at the end of the day, at maximum, write down 3 to 5 things that you are grateful for. At minimum, as you're falling to sleep, review your day and think about 3 to 5 things that you are extremely grateful for. Number 10, the 10th thing that successful, happy people do is they visualize success. Now, if you've been listening to me for any length of time, you know I am a big, big, big fan, big believer of mental imagery, visualization, however you want to call it, but they see themselves successful. So on the opposite, most people worry. And worry is visualizing something that you don't want to happen. So people who worry do use visualization because they're thinking and picturing something that they don't want to happen. We just need to flip that over the other side of the coin and go, if that is what you don't want to have happen, what do you want to have happen, and visualize that success. And that'll change the energy in you, and that will help you create that success. And there's a lot of research that's done about when the mind sees it, the unconscious mind, there's an attachment made to it. And when it doesn't show up in your physical reality, your unconscious mind wants to make that gap, that wants to close that gap. So it's going to create behaviors for you to make sure that what you have in your mind equals what you have in your real life. So there you go. Those are the 10 habits of highly successful, highly happy people. Go ahead, come back over to the site, warriormindcoach.com/blog. Write these down, print them out, score yourself on them on a scale of 1 to 10, and then ask yourself, what would I need to do to move up 2 notches? With that, have a great week. Thanks for listening to the Warrior Mind Podcast. If you liked what you've heard, please tell your friends and subscribe by your favorite RSS feed or iTunes. Also, make sure you check out www.warriormindtraining.com. Until next time, live with courage. And remember, every facet, every compartment of your mind is to be programmed by you. And unless you take your rightful responsibility to program your own mind, the world will program it for you.